pitch. Swung on, a chopper to the first baseman. Up with it, Marmolejos. Steps on the bag, and that is your ball game. The Mariners win it tonight in Seattle by a final score of 7-3. Here's the 2-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. Here's the 2-2. Swing and a miss, strike three on a pitch way outside. Masevich shuts the door on the Indians, and the Mariners take their second straight from the Tribe, winning tonight by a final score of 7-3. Now the 2-1. Swung on, grounded slowly to the second baseman Moore. He's up with it, throws to first in time for the out, and the Mariners make it 3 in a row over the Tribe. They win it today by a final score of 3-2.
There's your weekend in Seattle. And here to talk about that and other things, Bob DiBiasio of the Cleveland Indians, brought to you by your North Regional Convenience in Elko, Center Ridge, and Barton Roads. Bob, we had such high hopes getting out on the West Coast there, and we get submarined by the Mariners. Craig, how'd you like is that?
Pretty good.
You like that one, too?
I see what you did there.
Yeah, I see what I got. Sure, yeah. Well, get out of Seattle, head to L.A. now to do that. Shane Bieber just didn't have his stuff. But that's to be expected, right?
You go into Seattle hoping you could, anytime you go into a four-game series, you hope you can get a split at least. And if you're lucky enough to win 3 out of 4. We won the opener of the four-game set to win 9 out of 10. And then got derailed a little bit and had a tough weekend where certainly yesterday just one swing away from breaking that game open, and we just weren't able to get that one big hit. So, as you say, off to Los Angeles to play 3 against the Angels. Wednesday should be a very interesting game. It will feature Aaron Civale against Shohei Ohtani, who just remarkable what that young man has done in the game of baseball. I mean, it hasn't been done in 100 years where you're a starting pitcher and tied for the league lead or in the league lead of home runs. The last guy to do that was Babe Ruth 100 years ago. So what this young man is doing is obviously pretty special. But got 3 more on this West Coast swing. Then we come home to a quick 3-game set against the Minnesota Twins.
And, of course, we're still sitting in second place right now, so we're just, still in contention. I hate to say that's early, but, it's one of those things where you kind of look to see where we are, and it's still looking like the pitching is still the strength for our team so far.
Well, that and the elite bullpen. One of the things we've been able to do in this stretch where we really have played terrific baseball, other than, this past weekend, is the elite bullpen. I would say the fact that our run differential, the amount of runs we score compared to how many runs we give up late in a game from the sixth inning on, has been a real plus for us. And then, obviously, I think Terry Francona has a whole lot to do with the fact that he's guided the youngest team in baseball to this kind of record. And as you say, we're in second place, just 2.5 games back, and we're fine. And this weekend, just got to make sure we get it in. We're going to get back to a little bit of normalcy. We're going to actually have a full promo calendar for our fans as we have, got to 40% capacity here in the month of May. So a lot of seats available, Indians.com/tickets. But Friday, we have Sugardale Dollar Dogs. We got fireworks presented by Dollar Bank. We have the $2 pregame party in the district presented by Miller Lite. Saturday's a blanket giveaway courtesy of Cisco. And another $2 pregame party presented by Miller Lite. Sunday is Kids Fun Day, although no running on the bases after the game, unfortunately, on this Kids Fun Day. But, yeah, we're back to a full array of promotions on the weekend, so that sounds pretty normal.
I'm disappointed you didn't think I was going to bring up Sugardale Dollar Dog Night. I was going to lead with that, but for sure.
Yeah, we're back. We're back to doing what we love to do, and that's that added value for your investment in Indians baseball. But, yeah, a weird one. You know, we come home from the West Coast, have an off day on Thursday, but a quick three-game homestand, and we go to Detroit for four, and then we come back for Memorial Day weekend, Toronto and the Chicago White Sox. So that'll be a tough homestand, two really good baseball teams that are coming into town to finish out the month of May and get us started in June.
Bob, you mentioned the young roster. Is there a player or two that's really stood out for you so far?
Well, you know, the two guys at the back end of the bullpen, I think, are the ones that we felt had a chance to provide us the opportunity to win games, and that's Emmanuel Clase and James Karinchak. Those two are as nasty as they come at the back end of a bullpen. So I think those guys really just jump at you a little bit. I think Josh Naylor is a very intriguing young man. He's a 23-year-old kid finding his way, you know, playing for the first time every day at the big league level. So you'll have some hiccups along the way as you learn how to play at this level on a daily basis. But I love his energy, the way he gets after it, attacking the baseball. Although yesterday I guarantee you he had a tough night sleeping because he let a couple fastballs go by in a couple of bats yesterday that he normally doesn't do. And the other day he went into the seats to get a fly ball at Safeco Park. And the one that's been on the other side, if I may add, is Andrés Giménez. Yeah, he struggled a little bit defensively, too. We didn't see that at all in spring training. We saw a slick fielding, smooth shortstop, and again, another 23-year-old finding his way, playing every day at the big league level, really, for the first time. So, when you're young, you're going to have some hiccups along the way.
Yeah, you're growing up, so you got baseball and you got life going on, right? You have to juggle the two, and, you know, some things on the field, and you just do your best there, and, you know, you never know what's going on and sometimes, because baseball has a lot of mental aspects to it, too. So once they get into the real games, maybe things come out about that. So we got the Angels tonight. Sam Hench is on the mound, I see. He's going to go for his second.
Big lefty. Yeah, our big lefty from Minnesota. He, 6'6", 250. Sam's pitched well. Again, another young man that, settling into a rotation that at the big league level for absolutely the very first time, obviously.
So I know Tom Hamilton's on vacation, so they got Justin Masterson helping out a little bit about that. How did that come about for him? I know we've had different players on a different occasion fill in and help Rosie at times.
Yeah, well, you know, Justin had been in contact with the organization over years. Obviously, we pride ourselves on the fact that we do stay in touch with our alumni regularly, and guys feel real good connection to the organization that they played for, and any opportunities that they think we may assist. And he had reached out saying, if ever the opportunity, I'd love to see how all that works. He even called Rosie and said, hey, what time do you get to the ballpark? Because I want to see a setup. I want to see how all that engineering stuff works. I want to see the equipment. I want to see, how you plug it all in, how you get ready for a broadcast. You just don't walk in a half hour before the pregame show and, punch a button and everything goes. there's there's a process there. So he was very interested in the entire process, not just the call and the action. So we thought, hey, he could drive over from Indianapolis where he lives and spend the week, and he and Rosie could do all the games as Tom takes a little breather.
So when Brian Motzy goes on vacation, does that mean Justin Masterson can handle some of the technical, some of that stuff too? Get him working on all aspects of it, right?
Mr. Motzy is irreplaceable.
Yes, right. Well, that sounds great. We look forward to excitement going on. Of course, I was thinking, Bob, you stay in touch. They get the Bob DiBiase, you'll call. I'm calling to talk about where you are now. Get some good stories ready. The rain delays are going to take us through the season.
Yes, indeed.
All right, Bob, we'll talk with you again next Monday. Appreciate your time.
All right, boys. Thanks. Have a good week. Take care. Thanks. Go drive.
Bob DiBiase joining us, brought to you by your North Ridge Convenience Sunoco at Center Ridge and Barton Road.